Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
We saw Border Patrol literally just buzz through in there. He's coming out right now. It looks like Texas State Guard right there, based on what he's wearing. But nobody's bothering us. I mean, for all they know, we just came illegally across the border.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
This is Chase Geiser reporting for InfoWars from Eagle Pass, Texas. Now, we're at the border wall now. We've been investigating what was going on at Shelby Park. We've investigated what's happening at the end of the wall. Believe it or not, the wall actually does end just a little ways up the road here. But this is a different section that I wanted to draw your attention to of the wall. So as we walk here, you'll see more examples of clothes that have just been left behind, apparently by people who have come across the border. Now, we are far enough away from the road that I'm confident that this isn't just litter from cars, litter from the road. And by the way, who just throws clothes outside their car anyway? This is obviously material, supplies, clothing that's been left behind by people who have been crossing the border into the United States. Here we've got different toiletries, we've got a shoe here, obviously other trash and litter which may have come from the road littering, but we've got all sorts of examples here of supplies that have been left behind apparently by migrants who have come over. Now, I don't know what the details are. It seems, based on some of the trash bags that I've seen laying around, that perhaps some of these migrants are putting their belongings in these trash bags to go across the river so they don't get wet. Obviously their clothes get wet when they cross the river, and they may be leaving behind their wet clothes here, changing into dry clothes from the trash bag, and then just moving on. Right, so we can see that there's all sorts of examples of clothing being left behind. There's socks here, other items here along the border here in Eagle Pass, and it just is abundantly obvious how easy it is to come into the United States from Mexico through any number of different ways in the openings in the wall that we have here. So the wall ends down there. You can just simply walk around it, but if you don't feel like walking around it, you can simply walk through this open gate right here. Now, there's a no trespassing sign that says it's private property. I believe there's a farm on the other side of this wall here, but the Rio Grande is right there, and Mexico is right there, so you can feasibly cross the Rio Grande, cut through this little piece of private property, this farm, and then walk right through this open gate into the United States. We saw Border Patrol literally just buzz through, and there he's coming out right now. It looks like Texas State Guard right there, based on what he's wearing. But nobody's bothering us. I mean, for all they know, we just came illegally across the border. So it's just absolutely amazing to me how asinine the argument is about whether or not barbed wire is going to be enough when there's so many leaks in this ship. I think it was Benjamin Franklin that said, small leak can sink a great ship. Well, there's a lot of leaks in our border, and it is sinking the great ship of the United States of America. We'll be reporting all week for InfoWars from Eagle Pass. Make sure you visit InfoWars.com/show. Make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com and be the reason that we are still on the air. Check us out at band.video and follow me on X at RealChaseGeiser. Follow Alex Jones on X at RealAlexJones and at InfoWars on X as well.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/go.
This is in Denver, Colorado. Look at all of these migrants. Where do you think they're coming from? Where do you think they're coming from? This is absolutely crazy. What the heck, man? Can barely get through this street here. Oh my god. What the heck?
A hungry father got down on his knees and used a pole to try and fish food out from behind a fence. The Venezuelan migrant said his five kids were not far away and were hungry. The food he was able to get, he shared with immigrants that were staying in the same location in Denver.
Oh, we've got one hell of a friend. transmission lined up for you today. The planets are aligning in a lot of crazy ways. It's Wednesday, January 31st. 2024, folks. Stay with us. You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird. The bird's the word. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Bird is the word. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is the word. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's the word. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Bird is the word. Well, a bird, bird. The bird's the word. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's the word. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird is the word. Well, a bird, bird. The bird's the word. Well, don't you know about the bird? Well, everybody knows that the bird is the word. Well, a bird.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, January 31st, 2024, and we have got masses of news to cover today. We are jam-packed with special guests and information today. We have our reporters on the Texas-Mexico border that's basically non-existent. We've gotten answers on whether the governor's putting on a show or not. We'll be getting to that. We have the folks leading one of the convoys down to the border joining us to give updates on that. And we have so many other big guests coming up here today that I'll be listing for you here in just a moment, like Dr. Darren Beatty, that's going to be coming on the transmission. We have two giant breaks in January 6th, and I've got to say, they are the biggest yet. Report, J6 pipe bomber is a government official. FBI hid his license plate number, refused to interview him, and Congressman Massey is reporting on that and more. He did an interview last night with Congressman Matt Gaetz. We've got that coming up. Breaking, Representative Thomas Massey has confirmed the person who found the pipe bomb at the D.C. on January 6th is a current U.S. Capitol police officer. So they're reporting that who planted the bomb reportedly is a Fed, and who found the bomb, that they now admit was a fake bomb, as we told you, an FBI training device, the next day. Wow. Absolutely insane. Wow. And now Obama is openly campaigning for Biden and basically admitting that he's really the president. Then we have Doc Chambers joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour on the caravan and the border and all the developments there. Dr. Jaron J. Beatty will be joining us on the huge January 6th developments. Jeremy, great talk show host from The Quartering, to talk about culture and what's happening in the media, joins us in the third hour. And the great investigative journalist Jason Burmes in the fourth hour, all ahead of the war room with the mighty Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central today. Don't forget Harrison Smith and American Journal. Knocking out of the park. Weekday mornings, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Of course, I'm your host, Alex Jones, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central every day. Woo! And that's only part of it. Remember when they first came out with ChatGPT and all these other AI systems, and they were all anti-New World Order, anti-globalist, Klaus Schwab's evil, 9/11 was an inside job, the New World Order wants to kill you. That was a year or 2 years ago. And so they would go in and reprogram them to be liberal. And now they say the moon is made of cheese and two men can have babies and 2 + 2 = 10, literally, because they have to sabotage the AI to make it mentally ill like them. Well, Elon Musk has talked about the fact that one of the reasons he bought Twitter was not just for free speech, but was so that he could have an AI training system that was open source and not being manipulated as much. Nothing's perfect. And let me tell you, his Grok system, my dad was trying to get me to look at it months ago, and the crews tried to show me stuff on Grok, and I'm just like, baby out with the bathwater, because how controlled the other AI is. We've done tests with it. It's literally upside down world. We've started doing it. Others have started doing it. You give Grok political questions, it's like Alex Jones is talking, but quicker, more succinct. I'm blown away. Ben Warren wrote a story about it this morning on Infowars.com. Elon Musk AI Grok gives stunningly accurate description of why government destabilized countries for power. And if you ask Grok who the criminals are and who the enemy is, he'll tell you the UN and the World Economic Forum. You got to read this stuff. And it's like Thomas Jefferson wrote it or something. Because what it's doing is scraping all the real facts and knowledge. And it's wild. 50 years and a half ago, the different AI systems before they manipulated them were saying COVID-19 was made in a lab and released to destabilize the world. And AI is scraping billions of conversations to come up with this and then scanning facts and making its own decision. It's an incredible tool, like a shovel in your hand to, you know, dig a ditch. You can also use a shovel to beat somebody's brains out. Or an 18-wheeler is a great tool. You can also use it if you're a jihadi to scream Allah Akbar and run over hundreds of people in Germany. So that's a big article that I'm going to read. And I've told the crew, hey, let's ask Grok some more questions. And I said, but let's also ask the same question of like Microsoft and Google's AI. And so let's ask Grok what it means to be a woman. And then let's ask some of the other systems. Wow, is all I can say. Very impressive. You want to go to Infowars.com. By the way, when you try to go to Infowars.com, you see a security check for about 3 seconds, making sure you're not a bot. And that's because we're now into day 3 of the biggest denial of service attack we've ever had. And thanks to our great crew and companies we work with, we're still on the air. But there are a lot of groups and systems really, really working to block us right now. I also tried to put a band.video link out today on Real Alex Jones on X, and it told me, go to our community center. This has been judged dangerous. And when I had a chance to talk to Musk 2.5 hours, 5 weeks ago, he said, now, Alex, it's going to take a while. It's a lot of back-end stuff of censorship that we're trying to go through and cut off and fix. And I was even unable to get on Spaces that day. I had to use Chase Geysers, and Musk and I talked about that. A day later, I was finally able to get on, so they took those restrictions off. But currently, trying to share the URL band.video, is Prasada Nangarada still on X? So I've got some sources that can get a hold of Musk. I'm going to try to get him a message and talk to him about that. Regardless, that is still going on. Okay, let me tell you what else we got on the front burner here, and a lot of stuff on the back burner as well. It's now been confirmed by the feds that indeed they ordered no more natural gas to be sold nationwide, because it mainly hurts Texas, to the rest of the world, because Biden, means Obama, is mad at Texas. That first broke a few days ago. Now they're like, yep, we just cut your energy sales off. Total terrorism, total economic siege and warfare. Really powerful interview with Russell Brand in studio with the great Tucker Carlson. They talk about the nature of the universe. Russell Brand's celebrates Alex Jones for predicting globalism, warns of dark forces, the dark spirit working as humanity. They both agree that Satan is real and that we need God. So kind of a big deal to have Russell Brand, who's super trendy, been trendy for 20 years or 15 years, joining the team, really waking up. I had a 2-hour conversation with him a month ago or so, and he's really awake. So Tucker, I can tell you. So that's exciting. I didn't get to it yesterday, but now we have more news, so I'm going to get to it today. We have time. I'm going to try. all over the country, they are coming to even elementary students and confusing them and saying they're another sex, and the child agrees for a lollipop or a comic book. That's what they give them. They then put them in a database and begin taking the children away from the parents. Now, all over the country, parents stripped of custody for opposing teen daughter's gender transition. So we're going to be looking at these monstrous creatures and how the state is openly coming and taking your children and our children, and how this is truly the line in the sand for myself and then many others. We're going to be getting into all of that. Also, Iowa Capitol satanic display, which is a tinfoil devil, vandalism draws hate crime. So he just burned down a police station. He would have been bailed out by Kamala Harris, and the DA wouldn't have pressed charges, the Soros DA. But boy, you knock over the tinfoil styrofoam statue of Baphomet, and baby, you going to jail a long time. And that ties into this nightmare report. Peaceful pro-life protesters who sat and sang on the steps of an abortuary found guilty face long prison terms. Because, again, they didn't burn down a police station or shoot a homeless person. That is the new gulag system here in this country. And there's a lot of other big news.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Ruth, and do the best job you can to really nail it and really capture it is hard. But I'm going to do it right now. So let's go ahead and get into the big enchilada that a lot of people have been asking me what I think is going on. People have been asking me to pass judgment on Greg Abbott when I was on air with in studio with Tucker a few months ago. He was like, what about your horrible governor, Abbott, and how he's leaving the border wide open? And I said, yeah, but he's deporting the illegals all over the country. And he goes, yeah, but that's a gimmick, which he was right. And, you know, Abbott's big WEF. He won't decry the WEF. It looks good to have the bar being put up. Looks good to have him grabbing some of the land there and at least exercising some authority. And it's good to see the other states line up behind Texas. It was beautiful. But I know about the border. I've been down there a lot. Our crew's down there again. So I haven't been down there in 6 months or so. Owen was there a few months ago, or some of the other crew was down there. Got Chase Geyser and some more of the crew down there right now. So I just told them when I got there, go check all these sites and give me a report. And they gave me a report, and they're filing more of those reports today. And Abbott is not stopping the vast majority of people coming through. They are doing some background checks and putting state charges on people that are convicted arsonists, armed robbers, murderers, child molesters. Show, you know, what Biden's doing on a scale of 1 to 10 is a 20. Paying people to come here, springboarding it, not checking anybody, not doing DNA tests when clearly it's a kidnapped kid so they can prove the person they're with is not a relative. So just being derelict, totally derelict in opening the border is a 10. But when you're accelerating it and accentuating it and turbocharging it, you go up to a 30 or 40 or 50. So it's just beyond just having a broken border. The border is now a giant magnet. So where is Governor Abbott on a scale of 1 to 10? It's about a 5. But the state does have limited resources, and anybody's asking, well, you know, they put some fences up, and they've got all the major gates open, and they haven't put up some of the fence where Biden cut it down. And I understand he's not Superman, he's not God, he can't just wave a magic wand and do that, but out of Abbott's own actions, we know what's really going on. And again, it's a cute gimmick, but that's what it is. Tsunami of illegals sent to sanctuary cities will continue until Biden closes the border. And whether you're in Denver, or whether you're in Chicago, or whether you're in Detroit, or whether you're in Trenton, or whether you're in New York, or wherever you're at, the illegal aliens are stacking up, unless it's Martha's Vineyard where Obama lives. So, yes, he's continuing the same policies as before. I think we have to give it a little time to see what develops out of the heat he's put on the feds. Clearly, Abbott has done that. But the big takeaway is he's been going along with the illusion that he somehow just shut the border down, and that's what people believed, a lot of folks. And so there's a big letdown when it is not the case. So here's the headline. Tsunami of illegals sent to sanctuary cities will continue until Biden closes the border. Posting on X platform, Abbott made the perfectly reasonable case, according to Red State, the Texas border town should not foot the bill for Biden's open border policy and will, therefore, continue to send illegals arriving to the so-called sanctuary cities, such as New York, Chicago, until Biden takes decisive action. Then there's the other big lie that a law needs to be passed by Congress and that will stop the illegals. We have all the laws in place. They're all there. They can deport every damn one of them. They can pull out of the UN Migrant Refugee Treaty that gives them control over who gets in and who doesn't. But they're not doing it. So I would go from giving Abbott a score of F minus to C minus. That's basically where I'm at. And it's up to us to continue to put pressure on the governor. It's up to us to continue as citizen journalists, and I consider myself a citizen journalist, everybody to get down to the border and to cover what's happening down there and to document it. And this is not like January 6th where it's the Capitol and the feds control it and they've got provocateurs and they can set us up. The Texas border is 600 plus miles long. The whole border is over 2,000 miles long, like 2,300 something. I'm going from memory. Look up the length of the Texas-Mexico border. And so more of us down there documenting things is what stops the feds from provocateuring. And having these great convoys going down there, led by all these great patriots, is the type of attention we need. I know a lot of people send me messages and warn me, and we've told people to have your head on the swivel down there, but you get there, and it's a bunch of troops and a bunch of Border Patrol, and as long as you don't go over to the Mexico side, it's pretty safe. It's 99% of the killing goes on in Mexico, and it's by the thousands a month. I mean, it's hundreds of thousands the last 15 years, they admit. It is people hanging up dead in trees, decapitated people, you know, machine gun fire, tracers like it's a war zone. I've sat there and watched it at night myself. I mean, it's crazy. But the squeamishness of people to not go down there and say, oh, the feds are going to set us up. You're on a giant border. The type of thing the feds will do is wind up some militia, create a militia group, get some mentally ill people in it, and go down there and torture some illegal alien or something. And that's not even going on, but that's the type of stuff. Or plan a kidnapping plot or something like we saw with Whitmer. They run the same MO over and over again. They could barely get that done with Whitmer, and they blew up in their face. So a spotlight on this is so important. We're going to talk about that with our special guest coming up, Doc Chambers, next segment. Before we go any further, I want to thank the listeners for your support. I want to encourage you all to understand you need to support this broadcast because we're having a bigger effect against tyranny than any other media institution in the world, except maybe Tucker Carlson. And these are really great products you need. So if you'll just go to InfoWarsStore.com and make the decision to stand with us against tyranny, you'll also get amazing products. The best water filtration at the lowest prices. High-quality storable food at very competitive prices. Great t-shirts, great books, great films, and the supplements are next level. Like Next Level, Foundational Energy. It isn't a stimulant. It's methyl folate of the highest organic type from broken down folic acid that most cells can't process and is cell food and cleans out your cells. And it's got a key B complex that's the best in the research to supercharge it in and out of the body. This is amazing. The first run is about to sell out. Despite that, it's discounted 30% at InfoWarsStore.com. And, yes, Nitric Boost was already one of our best sellers. We never really promoted it, but people took it and had such great effects for their stamina, libido, energy. It cleans out your blood. It vasodilates your arteries, your capillaries. It's amazing. You've heard Dr. Judy Mikovits talk about how our formula was so great without me even asking her. She got some, and she said she loved it. And she's an expert on that. So we went to another manufacturer where we could get even higher quality for a lower price, a little bit of a lower price, but higher quality. When you got those 2 points, higher quality was already great quality. This is even better. At a little bit lower price, and we passed that lower price on to you. We've never discounted Nitric Boost for more than 25%. We're passing some of the savings on to you. In fact, more than the savings we get. 40% off on Nitric Boost. No excuse. Get it now. It had a lot of great reviews, but when you update it, there's no new reviews yet because it's a new product. Every time we update, it becomes a new product. But it's basically the same formula. It's a little bit higher quality and stronger. At InfoWarsStore.com, you owe it to yourself, Nitric Boost.
The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
BorderBack.com. That's the coordinates.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, InfoWars has got a big crew of reporters, drones, you name it, down at Eagle Pass. Got a lot of findings coming in. I wanted to give everybody an update on the different convoys coming from the east and west coast, and one getting ready to go here tomorrow out of Gripping Springs, Texas, right outside Austin. Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Pete Chambers, great patriot, helping run a lot of the intel and safety on that, is popping in. And I've got Raw Story here celebrating what they think is scaring people away. God's Army border truck convoy falls flat amid right-wing honeypot paranoia. Well, there's no paranoia. We've got Dr. Darren
Beatty joining us. They've now confirmed, Congressman Massey's confirmed, both the guy that planted the bomb, federal agent, and the guy that found the bomb, federal agent, pipe bomb. But this is a huge border, folks. This isn't a capital where they can set us up like they did. This is as safe as going to a Trump rally, as long as you don't go over on the Mexico side. I've been down there countless times, so it's important for everybody, including citizen journalists, to go down there and be part of this and expose it and join with all these other states that have joined with Texas and what the governor's doing, drawing attention down there. He's not doing a perfect job because he's not God. But I first, before we go to Doc, want to just show TV viewers some footage. Whether it's France or the Netherlands or Germany, they're coming in with carbon rules and fertilizer rules and banning cows and sheep that will bankrupt almost all the farmers so big agri can move in. Let's show some B-roll of that. And they are spraying fertilizer, raw feces on government buildings. They're burning down bridges and highways. They are tearing up highways with heavy equipment because they don't have a choice. And I'm not saying do that. Look at the trucker convoy and what we've seen. There's a new one up in Canada. The Europeans are further down the rat hole than we are. This is where we're going to be in a few years. They're forced to do this. Okay? They are forced to do this. We want to stop things getting so bad that we're forced into this. So, Doc's done a great job. He was on yesterday with Maria Z in the fourth hour and really broke all this down. So to give us an update and to rally everybody, just like Colonel Travis did to come to the Alamo, we're not asking you to go to a shooting war, folks. I got crew down there. I'll be getting down there in the next few weeks. This is, I may just go to get people to go because this is so critically important. We got more reporters arriving Saturday. We have reporters there right now. So, Doc, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, sir. Good to be here. There you are.
Update us on the great information you gave us yesterday, how we're working with law enforcement, how you have identified some possible provocateurs, but that's great. Not in the convoy, but down there, and how critical this is.
Yeah, this part of this, that particular piece is extremely critical because we have to stay on the offense regarding security of these citizens and the convoy itself. The message is going to continue on. These are God-led people. And you know what? If you don't know what God's army is, go to Sunday school and you'll figure it out. So we're going to stay off that subject. But what I'm seeing here on the ground right now at Dripping Springs to receive this convoy, as they are east of Baton Rouge right now, they'll be rolling this way. They should be parking their trucks tonight around Dripping Springs. And these locations have been approved by all the disinformation, misinformation. Somebody actually called the mayor's office of Dripping Springs and said, it's all been canceled. This is the kind of stuff that you see. We got it. So we are already friends with these people. This is we, the people. We live here. We have relationships, and we're going to take care of each other. So the city is allowing, and the county, assets to help provide security and locations to park the trucks, however many show up. We don't know. The last I heard, there were 100. I don't know. I mean, it goes up and down until you get here. We'll know. The key thing to this, though, this is the key thing. I think this is the most important thing. Under the doctrine of lesser magistrates, and I think it should be the higher magistrates, but the sheriff is the most important guy in the county. He has more power than the president of the United States in our county. So we will support that sheriff, that Texas constable, that Department of Public Safety trooper. We will continue to support them, and we are talking back and forth. That's my job. I'm the liaison for that. So then it's going to go all the way up to we've talked to A.G. Paxton's office, to the lieutenant governor's office and the governor's office, and invited him to come down. We've got a helipad just across the way. We're going to have three helicopters landing. We've got a surprise guest flying in to play some rock and roll, and it's going to all be America in here and freedom. And we are not going to let any knuckleheads come in here. We know who you are. We have your names. Lara Logan already has those names. She's going to do a lot more research on that. And I suggest if you are on that list, we're not going to give it out. But if you were on that list, you should stand by to be exposed. Pretty big.
Absolutely. So the left always tries to frustrate any unity we have. And after January 6th, we've exposed as an inside job. That was a particular trap. We've learned from that. Conservatives and patriots and Christians, who are all of us, you know, God's children and God's army, as God's orders to do in the Bible, to stand against evil and occupy till his return, it is our job to be the eyes and ears. And so, absolutely, there's a lot of disinformation, ladies and gentlemen. It's all a bunch of garbage. Everybody needs to, in Central Texas, get to this event tomorrow. Everybody that can needs to go to the border. This is historic, and this is absolutely beautiful. And as we speak, the whole January 6th operation is unraveling.
Yeah, right. So we are counter January 6th compliant. That's what I'm telling people. So we will make sure we check the boxes so we can counter any kind of craziness that's targeting United States citizens and Texans. And this ain't D.C., folks. This is actually a state, and we have sovereignty, and we have a constitution, and we follow the U.S. Constitution.
And that's beyond key. That's beyond key that we have the governor, and we have the AG, and we have the attorney. We have everybody. This is popular. This is populist. This is like basically going, you know, tailgating for a football game, except you're saving your country.
Yeah, and look, they need us as much or more than we need them. When I'm talking about the legislators and those things, they need us to support them. But they sometimes forget that we're out here. And until you get, you know, some squeakiness on that wheel, you're not going to get the oil. So what this is doing is exactly that. This isn't about shutting anything. It's a very figurative term. These people don't have the authorities to do that. But what they have the authority to do is to exercise their First Amendment right in order to get them to do their jobs, which is their authorities. And that is their job, is security of this nation and this state. The state's doing it. The feds aren't.
Well, Doc, we have to get out of our shells since January 6th. We are 3-plus years later. We're going in to the home stretch here in the next 9.5 months. And conservatives and Christians have to not be in an intimidated stance. We have to peacefully, as information warriors, get on the offense, and I think this event that you guys are part of is the beginning of getting people out of their shells.
Absolutely, this is, you know, it's just amazing seeing as they're giving me updates from the road. I'm sending those directly to the regional directors for public safety. That's important because that's how we the people work. We're honest, we're truthful, and we put the number one thing in mind, which is their safety. Their safety, those people's safety on that convoy, the people that are down on the border, their safety. They're not going to go disrupt anything in Eagle Pass itself. They're going to be 20 miles away. They're going to go and bring the message of God to help a lady down there who is alone and unafraid on that border, 400 meters from cartel. That's what they're going to do. She's American as much as you, me or you, or that regime up there in D.C. Maybe they're not as American.
Well, expanding on this, this is critical because once we have this and once it's peaceful and once it's successful, that'll be seen as others as it's time to now get out of their ditches and get out of their foxholes in the information war and get back out on the street. Because it's great to go to Trump rallies, ladies and gentlemen, but we all of us have to get absolutely reengaged in this election year.
Right. This requires action. So, you know, we all use a little quick example of that. There are think tanks and there are do tanks. Now, think tanks write white papers. Our operation here is a do tank. We are doing things. We take white papers to start fires or do other things with it I won't say on this meeting. So if we just talk about that, it's action. You know, faith without works is dead. That's a real thing, believe it or not. It's going to go nowhere if you just sit around and bellyache and gripe about it and send me text messages about what are we going to do, Doc? Well, I said, well, get your ass over here.
Well, the reason it's really good to get citizen journalists down there, because people that don't know, it's Walmarts and McDonald's and grocery stores and hotels in most of that area. And then there's the border wall right there. And so it's not like you're going into Vietnam in 1968 or something. And you're in a it's but then if we've got thousands of people down there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
That. But most of the time people get scared and they operate in fear, and then they're making silly decisions and they start spreading these rumors, and I'm getting attacked by even people from the right and the left saying you're setting them up for failure. I'm not setting up nothing. I'm facilitating safety. That's number one. Number two is from the left is they want to actively just destroy everything that is dear to the American character. That's what they're doing. We've got to stop that, because this communist crap is coming into our government right now, and that far left socialist Marxist stuff, we got to stop that, because that is going to destroy this nation if it hasn't already. I'm a glasses half full guy. I believe we're going to come out on top.
Well, I remember before January 6th and after it, we had dozens of protests to stop the lockdown. And they were going to keep the lockdown going forever, and we didn't do that. And people would say, oh, they're going to set you up January 6th, don't go do it. D.C. was a very special event on their turf. They had months to get ready. They set us up, and now it's blown up in their face. No, we never had problems protesting at the Texas Capitol or all over the country. All we got was like 98% love, and almost all the police are on our side. So absolutely, the globalists only have power in very limited, small areas. But by people being scared and pulling their heads into their shell like a turtle, or their heads in the ground like an ostrich, and I hope I didn't add to this, because I just war-gamed everything saying, hey, go, it's great, great managers, great people, and have eyes and ears. If you see somebody calling for provocateur stuff, they're going to be from outside the convoy, document it. That's important to go out and find those guys and expose them. And from what I've been researching, I don't think they're even going to show up or even try anything, because Antifa and the left only do it in areas and zones they control.
Right. Yeah, they're going to be in the country. It's not their zone. We're going to know they're coming in. They're looking for them. Law enforcement is eyes out, watching for the provocateurs, the infiltrators, and those nefarious actors that might have taken an oath, but they didn't remember it.
All right, Doc. And again, people can go to the convoy site, find out about that. You're in Dripping Springs. Where's the rallying point? Or have you guys announced yet where you guys
are? It'll be at the One Shot Distillery and Brewery in Dripping Springs on Route 12. And that's where they're going to do a rally there. There'll be other events going on around the town. There'll be some tailgating because you can't get everybody in that particular venue. But there will be multiple events going on around town, and the town is completely supportive.
And your Skype or Zoom or whatever you're on cut out, right? You said the One Shot?
Yeah, the One Shot Distillery and Brewery. That's where the event is. That's it's a private avenue or venue, and it will be owned by, it'll be run by the TakeOurBorderBack.com folks, but it'll be hosted by the One Shot.
All right, very, very exciting. So you guys are going to pull out of there at, like, noon or 1 o'clock tomorrow?
They'll be showing up tomorrow about that time, and then really the main event will take place about 5 o'clock, 5 p.m.
Okay, so if some people got to work tomorrow, but they're going to plan to go and go with you guys, including some of my crew, what time do we think the convoy's pulling out, or we're not sure yet?
It'll pull out on Friday morning. It'll pull out and drive south. Whoever decides to go, they're deciding that now, because we don't want to give one route and say this is the way we're going and this is the end point. We might do a feigning maneuver, and they might just go down to Rio Grande Valley. We just don't know. We don't want them to be attacked by any vector, so we're going to do it safely.
Oh, that makes sense. That's really smart. Absolutely. I wasn't thinking of that. All right. Well, Doc, thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us. Hope to see you soon.
Thanks, sir.
All right. There you go. Yeah, folks, we got to get out our shells. We have to get down there. This is way safer going down to the border with these guys, I would say, than going to downtown Austin and getting dinner. You get mugged, you get shot, you get stabbed, doesn't even hit the news. So I told my wife, I don't usually boss my wife around, but she's got friends and stuff that love to go downtown. They got nice restaurants. And I told her, I said, listen, don't go downtown anymore. Stop going downtown all the time. It's not safe. And she's like, okay. And then finally her friends have been, cars have been robbed. They've been shaken down. She's like, oh, you're right. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah. Downtown Austin is not safe. None of these blue cities are. And again, lizards, you're like, why do you live in one? My family's from here. I had family living in Austin when it was called Waterloo, folks. All right. Both sides of my family, original settlers in Texas, 1820s, Mexican land grants, predating Santa Ana. And so, yeah, it's sad that my mom's hometown, and, you know, my hometown was Dallas, but we moved back down here. It is Austin, and it's overrun and run by a bunch of communists. Well, there's great places like Georgetown and Dripping Springs and other areas that are patriot. And they're certainly not perfect, though. There's plenty of Californians. And it's sad, though, that so many Californians have moved here. And some are great, but a lot of them have brought all their same leftist garbage with them. So I'm going to tell you again, it's more dangerous in downtown Dallas or downtown Austin or downtown Detroit or New York City or anywhere in L.A. or anywhere in San Francisco than it is the Texas border. The Texas side is a militarized armed camp with the military and the state police and the border patrol. Do not go to Mexico unless you want to get kidnapped. I mean, that is dangerous as hell. That zone's one of the most dangerous places in the world. But so many people, when I tell them I'm going to the border, they go, oh, be safe. Oh, my God, you're going to the border? You're sitting there with steakhouses and gas stations and hotels, and then you look across, and there's all these giant migrant centers that the UN and the federal government have built. And then past that, you can look off in the distance in many areas of the Texas border and see all the coal plants and factories 30 miles away, because we're not allowed to have plants here anymore, so they're all in Mexico. But I just want folks to know what's going on down at the border. And we don't know who's going to catch all the footage. But I guarantee you, if we put in the South Texas border area a few thousand people down there for a week, you'll get footage you cannot believe. You've seen the footage we get. And we're down there right now, not just to cover the convoy. That's like 10% of what we're doing. I'm not going to talk about the other stuff we're up to, but we've got investigations going on, where the children are being held, where they're being trafficked. And so this is some serious stuff we're up to down there. First mission was to go see if the border is basically still wide open other than that one park in Eagle Pass. And yes, it's still wide open. And the governor's tweeting on X that he's still shipping illegal aliens all over the country. And let's roll the B-roll out of Denver yesterday. Hell, a lot of this, just go to New York, go to Denver, go to downtown Austin. But there's just thousands of illegal aliens just sitting around the side of the road. They were all promised these goodies. They were all promised this free stuff. And the left will get them processed in with social workers and get them a bunch of money soon that the left takes part of. They farm them. But this is the reality. Go ahead and roll it with audio.
This is in Denver, Colorado. Look at all of these migrants. Where do you think they're coming from? Where do you think they're coming from? This is absolutely crazy. What the heck, man? I can barely get through this street here. Oh my God. What the heck?
A hungry father got down on his knees and used a pole to try and fish food out from behind a fence. The Venezuelan migrant said his five kids were not far away and were hungry. The food he was able to get, he shared with immigrants that were staying in the same location in Denver.
Now, what's the main cause of this? Communist governments, tyranny, globalist IMF, World Bank control of the third world countries, 2+ years of 3 years in some areas of hardcore lockdowns where you couldn't work and you couldn't get a job and you couldn't feed yourself. Then they organize them and ship them all right up here to turn us into that. It's like putting 100 people in a lifeboat that can take 20. It's going to sink the whole thing. All right, I've covered the border. And we've got some more angles on that we'll get to a little bit later, but I'm done on the border now. I want to talk about the big picture and why the globalists are destabilizing everything by design when we start the next hour and what Elon Musk, Grok, AI says about the New World Order. Wait till we cover that. We're also going to get into the pipe bomb and how that whole thing has turned out to be a federal operation like we knew, but now it's all confirmed. Absolutely stunning. I'm just speechless. This is all coming out. When Darren Beatty promised last week on the show that big stuff was about to break this week, he was not exaggerating. And I knew it was coming out, but I wasn't at liberty to say it yet. But it was federal connections to both the guy that found it and the guy that planted it. I didn't know both of them were feds. And, man, this is just wild that the wheels are coming off like this. So that's all coming up and so much more. Next hour, please remember, the way we reach more people is you tell them folks about the local AM and FM stations you're listening to and sending out links to Infowars.com/show on email and text and sharing a live show feed from Real Alex Jones on X. That's how we reach millions of new people a day. This is a precious chance, and this operation is here by the grace of God and your support. So please go to Infowarsstore.com. We have Nitric Boost back in stock, highest quality. It's great things for your whole body and your blood, your cardiovascular system, and vasodilation for 40% off now. Ha-ha! 40% off, limited-time flash sale, InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.